Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh my goodness, I must have said this hundreds of times. It's so important to speak the word of God. And you know, in this particular instance, your spirit man, the real you, is rising up and saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And that's what David was doing here. The spirit man of him rising up and speaking to his mind, will, and emotions, you know, to bless the Lord, to worship, to praise, to give credit to thank, to love the Lord. You'll notice also the progression here, who forgives all your iniquities. That comes first, you see? And iniquities are sins that we do over and over and over and over again. It becomes an iniquity, like a stronghold. But I want you to know that that can be forgiven. It can be erased. It can be a part of your past, and you walk in newness of life. You want to do a 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9 says, when you confess your sins to the Lord, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, from everything that keeps you from being in right standing with God. And so you repent of whatever that sin is. To repent means to turn away from. So see yourself turning away from that thing that stood between you and the Lord. Now, for those of us in Bold and Beautiful group, it may be gluttony. It may be the idolatry that we have regarding food. You know, looking to food. There's a scripture that talks about whose God is their stomach, you know, and we don't want to think of things like that, but look how big food has become for us. We talk about going to comfort food instead of the comforter, the Holy Spirit. So see how forgiving our iniquities, receiving that forgiveness, comes before healing. Do you see that? Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. To redeem means to buy back, to bring out of darkness, you know, to buy back. And we were bought with that price of the blood of Jesus Christ. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. His mercy is beyond his grace. His mercy is where you could not do one little inch to make a difference, and his mercy came and brought you all the rest of the way. Who satisfies your mouth with good, and you'll see the word things is italicized. It is in my translation, the New King James. It may be in yours as well, which means it was added by the translators. And that word good, when we look back in the Hebrew, it's the same word as the word word, W-O-R-D, who satisfies your mouth with word. In other words, who satisfies your mouth with good. They're one and the same in the Hebrew. So he satisfies our mouth with the bread of life. Amen. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for right standing with God, will be filled. You know, speaking about the bread of life, we're going to be learning more about this as well. But that's why we do the renewing of the mind, the boundary scriptures, when we're about to break a boundary regarding food or commitments that we've made, or we have broken a boundary, instead of recriminations and allowing guilt to come upon us and beating ourselves up so that we go to food and do the old habits again. Instead, we renew the mind. We become filled with the bread of life, the word of the living God, and it strengthens us. And our youth is renewed like the eagles. And that's what's going to happen to you as well. So I invite you to speak that word, speak this scripture, speak it out loud, and see the truth of the word of God come to pass in your life right now.